guys doing there, Andy? WA2AXE for the K2IRC group. Let's see if you have any other check-ins for the weekly get-together of the New York Transit Amateur Radio Club.
K2IRT, KC2DXM.
In addition to Andy, we got N2KIN and KC2DXM there. Once again, New York City Transit K2IRT group is heard every Thursday, starting about 8 o'clock till 9 o'clock for a general discussion. Anything from ham radio to whatever else is on the table there. You don't have to be a member of K2IRT to join us. What we're going to do now is we just open it up initially to Andy, KS2WR, and see what Andy has to say. Come on in, Andy.
First of all, good evening, everybody. And, hey, Bob, am I missing the machine okay?
It's a little weak. It's a little weak, Andy, but we read you.
Because I just got home from the work QTH about 15 minutes ago, and I took the portable antenna, and I have it sitting outside on top of the weather gas grill right now, and lying through the window into the shack. So I guess weather gas grills really do not make very good ground points, even though it's stainless steel, I'm surprised. So with that, I won't hold it very long and annoy everybody with my static. KF2WR, back over to next control.
All right, Andy, KF2WR, the second time was crystal clear. It was very good the second time. You must have turned the burner on, got the ice off the grill there. That's doing good, doing good. Next stop, it's time to put something on the roof, right?
Back on the roof.
Next on the list is Dennis, N2KIN. Come on in and make one. Dennis, how you doing?
WA2AXE and the group. This is N2KIN. Name here is Dennis. And not too much. Good evening, everyone. Got home earlier today. A little bit later than usual, but a little bit cold outside tonight. But otherwise, everything is doing okay here. Time I make it to the computer, by the way, Lobby. I'm on a portable right now.
Dennis.
No problem at all. Fully readable there. And I know about the cold. It's going to be like 16 tonight. So I hope you have the windows all buttoned up over there yet.
That's what you call it, speed 16, right?
Yeah.
But like everything else, this too will pass. They keep saying that on the weekend we're going to have the January 4th. Only problem is we've only had 2 days of cold and now we're going to have a thaw. We need to get the weather thing straightened out up here. We're due for one heck of a good dumping on in the way of snow. Don't know when it's going to be, this year, next year, but they owe it to us. All right, Dennis, let's pick up KC2DXM now and see what he has to say. Good evening to you. Come on in and make one.
Thank you so much. The personal here is Phil, KC2DXM. I'm in Riverdale, New York, up in the Bronx. I've got a rudimentary setup over here, but it seems to be working quite well. It's pretty cold out there, but from what I gather and looking at the weather reports, it looks like by the beginning of next week it's going to be 53 degrees. So crazy weather where people get sick, but you know, we got to grin and bear it. It's going to probably be down to the single digits. I live up in the Hudson Valley in Orange County, New York, but we'll find out what it's like. Good to have the opportunity to check in and listen to the goings on. I've known about this club for a while. One of my amateur radio club members belongs to the group that's AA2DS. And let me turn it back to you. It was great talking, and we'll continue a little bit later.
Excellent. Sounds good. You got WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. Yeah, we know Don quite well there. He's a regular in the K2IRT group, and he's more than welcome to join us today. We're getting ready to have a face-to-face meeting next Thursday, so if the gang is on the frequency or some of the other people and they don't hear us, once a month we do a face-to-face meeting either at the Power Control Center or one of the PA offices at 2 Broadway. And we really don't get on that on the 2 meters at night. But we're trying to make it a regular. We try to keep it upbeat and going, and that's what we're going to do. And before we continue, do we have anyone else that would like to join the K2IRT radio group tonight? Come on in.
K2VEQ.
Out there, KB2EQ. Come on in and make one, Val. How you doing? And Happy New Year.
I'm doing just fine, Lobie, and Happy New Year to one and all on the K2RT net. I just had to have problems out there on the coldest day, you know. Both of my headlights went out, so I made it back to Queens and got over to the auto parts store and changed one on the street, so I had one eye to get home just a few blocks away, and pulled it in the garage and did the other one, and off my daughter goes in the car. So that's one of those days. We always look forward to those coldest days because we know mercy will take place. You know, Murphy's Law will come in effect. So this is KB2VQ in the K2RT net. Back over to the net control.
It sounds only too familiar, Val. The only time to work on a car or the only time to work on an antenna system is less than 23 degrees in a howling wind. So, perfectly normal and nothing to be upset over. We've all been there, and I'm sure we're all going to continue to be there as time goes on. So, what else do we have going on here today? I had Steve Davis over at the Work UPH today. Motorman and the operator of the vintage trains that they use in the Transit Museum. He was running around all over New York City with the R1s and the R9s from 1932 to 1937 the past few weeks, giving people grand tours of the subway system on 6th Avenue. And he stopped by and we had a chat the other day, and he told me he was going to get on 160 meters. And sure enough, last night, Steve made himself a homebrew antenna, grew it up in a tree, and we have another member of the 1721 group on the 1721 group there. So, hold on, let me drop out the repeater. In addition, one of the retired system operators who moved to West Virginia, Danny DeSori, whose earlier call sign was K2RV, Kilo 2RV, a recreational vehicle, moved out to West Virginia, and he picked up his old 8 call set and call sign, and for the life of me, I'm going to try to remember it before the end of today's session there. And pretty much it sounded like ham radio old-time week there. Everybody started coming out of the woodwork. And that's one of the good things about ham radio, the camaraderie and the sharing of stories and ideas. And that's what we do great on the K2IRT group. Let me stop for a second and see if anyone else would like to check in before we go to the top of the list. Again, this is the K2IRT group. Come on in.
Hello again, Lobie.
K2NX.
UB2YZX.
KC2PAC, I don't know who I am.
That's perfectly normal and nothing to be upset of. Alright, we got Steve, Charlie, and the unknown soldier out there. Let's start with Steve, KD2NX. Come on in and make one, Steve. How you doing today?
Yeah, not too bad. Hope everyone's doing okay. I just happened to be sitting here and realizing, hey, it's Thursday night. And after, once again, not only getting on 160, but once again, after months and months of telling you, hey, I'm going to get on my portable and check in from the work location for a change, I'm actually doing it, but I'm not checking in from the work location since I'm no longer on PM. Sitting here at home in Kingsburg, New Jersey, and my first time finally checking in. Boy, I tell you, Lobie, these 8 to 4 in the AM certainly makes for much better hamming purposes, that's for sure. So, anyway, we worked you on worked all bands. Lobie worked all bands except 75. We're going to have to try that one morning. See if my signal is strong enough to make it into the repeater. Anyway, heard you talking about me. Thankfully, it was all good. And evening to everyone on the net, and I'll stop babbling. Back over to you, Lobie. WA2AXG from KD2NX.
KD2NX, WA2AXZ, and the K2IRT group. Yeah, today, Steve and I were at the work QTH. I was on 40 meters, and we checked into the rag chewers, and I had a chance to talk to a couple of the great guys that we have. Marty up in Maine, K1TIG, and of course, Danny, our retired system operator, who's down in West Virginia there. And, yeah, I said, the more I hear of our people retiring and moving out, it just wets my whistle to mosey on out of New York and find a homestead somewhere. All right, with that, we'll pick up WB2YZX. Come on in, Charlie. How you doing? Happy New Year to you.
WA2AXZ, WB2YZX. Good evening, and hello to everyone. Happy New Year all around. And not much doing on this end. I'm on the 440 machine. I can barely pick up anybody on the 2 meter side. I've been listening with my other rig. I don't know if they were doing something with the antennas or whatever, but 2 meter side, I can barely hear, barely breaking the squelch. So I don't know, but whatever. I'm on the 440 machine anyway. So I just got off the phone, so I'm kind of scattered here. So over to you for now, WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Alright, Charlie, WB2YZX, WA2AXZ, and the K2YRT. Yeah, well, as I said, from your area, Staten Island, I've noticed when I visit my sister out on that neck of the woods, the 2 meter machine doesn't have that much coverage. In fact, it's very spotty over there. So it looks like 440 is the way to go, at least from your vantage point. So we hear you. And hopefully the 440 machine will behave itself today and carry us through to the top of the hour. With that, let's try to find the unknown soldier. KC2PAC, come on in and make one. Got WA2AXZ.
Why, thank you. WA2AXC. And welcome to all who are participating in the IRT Net this Thursday, 2008, the first Net of the new year. So you think you're warm? So is your skin at a resonance that is a microwave resonance for you to think that the surface is warm enough for the rest of your body? I was just wondering about that, because I speak from my bones. Good evening, everybody. KC2PAC is right here. Sal.
Hey, Sal, welcome back. I don't know about feeling that RF resonance, but I certainly feel a little heat up in the shack here. When I get home, before I come home during the day, I keep the upper room closed door. So the radio shack gets to be a balmy 45, 50 degrees according to my thermostat up here. What I did was about an hour ago, ran up here, opened the doors, turned on the heat. Almost a respectable 62 degrees, so the ice is melting from my nose right now. we'll make up the rest of the temperature with the RF coming out of the little beach over here. Once again, this is the weekly meeting of the K2IRT, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club, heard every Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock. If anyone else wants to join, you don't have to be a member. Come on in and check in. And I'll take a pause for a second before we go back to the top of the list. We've got the K2IRT group. All right, with some herd, let's go to the magic chef out there, Andy, out. New Jersey, KF2WR. Hopefully you turned the burner up a little bit. Got a few more watts out of the antenna. Come on in, Andy.
Hey, KF2WR. What a great group you have tonight. I was trying to pick you up on the input, but I couldn't. Probably going right over the top of me. I'm kind of low here. Woodridge. And then we both have that and something to do with the Brooklyn as well. Fine business, everybody. Just they're trying to stay warm. I have the window actually open here in Jack because the antenna wire is running out to the top of the gas show. And we'll be all right. We'll make it. KF2WR, back over to you. Check yourself.
KF2WR, got the K2IRT group there. Well, I know, Andy, I have 6 cables going out from the bottom of my window, and I've got it sealed with that air conditioner, the foam top and bottom and side, trying to seal it off. And it does a decent job so far, but it's nothing like the old wall feed-throughs that we used to have at the other house. Just had a regular conduit going through the wall, and that thing has filled up quite nicely in the rain and the snow, and kept all the heat in. Yeah, soon enough, we'll have that done there. So let's turn it over to Dennis another time, see what's happening over there with Dennis. And just one last thing, Andy, now that we have the 2-meter antenna on top of the magic chef, we've got to get you a 160-meter hamstick or something for the backyard. Stick it in a tree somewhere, and we'll get you on the crew at night there. Back over to Dennis now, and 2KIN, got the K2IRT group. Come on in, Dennis.
2KIN, the K2IRT group. Yes, actually, you're talking about the temperature in the shack. I'm actually kind of freezing right now. I just have only one antenna that's going out the window, just by the window still, but try to put different methods to try to shield the crack up. Packages, and it didn't look too good on the outside and inside, and I just don't want to attract too many attractions, I'm using the portables today to keep my hands warm here. Back over to you, Lobby. W-A-2-A-C and the K2IRT group, this is K2IN.
All right,
right, then it's N2KIN, you got WAE2AXZ in the K2IRT group. Now, I know my little handheld, when I use it at high power, gets rather warm. And usually when I'm driving around, I don't want to put the ASU, the big radio in the car. What I do is I plug the handheld into the cigarette lighter. And oh, that thing gets nice and toasty. It keeps your fingers nice and warm. I don't think it's the RF as much as I think three-quarters of the radio is nothing but an aluminum heat sink. But that's the way it goes. Now, speaking of Yaesu, don't know if the gang heard, but Yaesu Vertex has now been bought over by Motorola. So now Yaesu is now a subsidiary of Motorola. This was announced in the World Radio magazine a couple days ago. So hopefully they keep the Yaesu name. I don't think they would kill it. But now you're going to get a little combination of Japanese and American technology in the Yaesu and the Vertex rig there. With that, let's turn it over to Phil, KC2DXM. Come on in and make one, Phil. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. As a matter of fact, what you just said about Yaesu, that's pretty surprising. I know that, you know, they got involved with the Standard Company a while back. I bought two Yaesu rigs last year in 07, you know, the multi-mode, multi-band rigs, and I hope that they're going to support, you know, their equipment like they did in the past, but I guess we'll just have to wait and see. I'm at work, so I have like a rudimentary setup here. I'm working out of the barn where I work, and basically stuck a mag mount antenna on top of a steel roof over here. And sure beats being outside. I was thinking about doing this outside in a storage shed, but it seems to work quite well with this setup with the ICOM rig I have here. So I'll probably leave this rig in my locker along with the antenna, and maybe just go with a switching power supply instead of this Astron that I have here so it doesn't take up so much room. But sounds like an interesting group of guys, and I'll try to check in as often as possible. This is KC2DXM.
Stay with me a second there. Who's trying to check in? Oh, I thought that was a check-in. All right, so... Well, I tell you, with the ICOM setup you have there, and with such quieting audio and clarity there, you've got a semi-perfect location with the mag mount and everything else, so you really don't have to go too far. Just curious, where are you, Phil?
Up the 240th Street barn up near Van Cortlandt Park.
No, Broadway 240th very well. I got my substation right outside the door. All right, Phil, well, I have to tell you, it's doing a fantastic job. You got a clear shot to the repeater, so you got a good setup over there, Phil. You strictly on PM, or you do a rotating up there?
No, I mean, through my career with transit, I practically worked every shift, but I tend to try to gravitate towards the PM shift. I've been on the PM shift for a number of years, and I just moved back up here to 240th Street with the last pick in car equipment. I've been here before. This is the fourth time that I've worked here, but this is a good shop to work in.
I know, it's a nice area down there. They're starting to put money into it, too. I've been in transit 38 years, and I've seen where we've gone down to the pits in the 60s and 70s, and we started making a turnaround in the 80s. And I'm praying that the new management gets their act together and stops all these cuts. Or, sadly, we're going to take another nosedive back to the 60s and 70s again. So, with that, Phil, you know, for the rest of the gang there, Phil checked in tonight. If you just want to identify yourself and tell them where which section you're from,
I'm from the power system operations section there. I'm the guy that keeps your third rail alive up in the yard. And now we'll turn it over to Val, do an ID, and we'll keep it going. KB2, VEQ, that's the K2IRT group. Come on in, Val.
Okay, this is KB2VEQ. Yes, I'm with EMD, Electronic Maintenance Division, and I have about 30 years on the job, and I'm working out of J Street right now, and you're speaking about 82DX, I think it was, with the nostalgic train. Well, I was riding on the new train, the R106 on the BMT. And basically, we had a train that took us around to various locations and stops where they had curvature in the station. And the problem with these trains are the motorman's position, the conductor's position is different on those trains than they are on the existing trains, like the J and the M and the Z and this type of thing. So I had to go ride around on the train, and they had to stop and let me take a look and measure and see where they needed cameras and monitors so that they can see either the front or the back of the train depending upon the curvature. So I got a chance to ride the new trains before they even hit the line for the public. So nostalgia is okay, but the brand new one's a lot better. This is KB2VEQ. Back over to Net Control, WA2AXD, and K2RT.
That's a matter of opinion, KD2NX. Couldn't resist.
Well, Steve, you're next on the list, so you can talk to Val now. KD2NX, go for it.
Steve, KD2NX, you're next on the list, so go ahead.
Okay, well, hang on a minute. What's happening here is you're going in on 2 meters, and you're timing out the UHF system, so I actually had to go over to 2 meters. Hang on a minute. Let me do that. Okay. This will be a little bit better. KD2NX, how you doing up there, Phil? I was wondering why I hadn't seen you at 2-7 for a while, if you're still on frequency. Anyway, I'm back on AMs. I'm off PMs now, so I'm still in 2-7 yard. Anyway. Well, I gotta tell you, Val, having been in the system for 21 years and a motorman is 19 years, I can honestly tell you that there's nothing like a good old-fashioned R10 to R42 unmodified, un-GOHC. Probably the best system, the best braking and propulsion system that they ever had. It's bulletproof, it's reliable, relatively idiot-proof as far as operating is concerned, and, you know, the pre-war R9s or any of the pre-war stuff with manual lapping brake systems, they're certainly not toys, and you certainly can't have stuff like that running around this day and age. New technology is better because it's a lot easier to vandal-proof it compared to the old stuff. Anyway, not much else to add here. Lobby and a quick break. Are you going to be on 160 tonight, or are you spending time here on 2 meters for the group? Over.
I'm probably going to just stop up there for a little bit to say hi to Tom and the gang. But you're on vacation, and I still have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to chase in, so I try not to go much past 9 o'clock, Jerry.
Yeah, okay. Good enough. That sounds good to me. Okay, well, not a whole heck of a lot else to report on here, so I'll just bounce it back to net control. Say Happy New Year to everyone, and very belated Christmas and season's greetings. And I see the RF from the mag mount from 2 meters is getting into this $5 speakerphone over here. So, yeah, we'll discuss old versus new some other time. You guys have a good night. Everyone take care. Go ahead, Lobe. WA2AXZ, the K2IRT group from KD2NX. Over.
KD2NX, WA2AXZ.
Well, I got time to see you talking about RF. I put the 160-meter hamstick on the back of the Jeep the other day. And I went out to the beach at Runway 24 at Floyd Benner Field, and I was actually talking to Tom for a bit on the beach, on the runway. And as I'm talking, I'm sitting there, the car is off, minding its own business, and I'm looking down at the dash, and the light's lighting up, and I'm laughing because the rear window defogger is picking up the RF, and it's lighting up the LED on the dash, and it was modulating with the audio. Apparently the little wires in the back windshield were acting as a receiver, just enough to light the LED, Jay.
That's pretty funny. Yeah, you'd be surprised what RF will do. Before I came to the TA, I was a two-way radio mechanic, and I remember we had a situation with a 100-watt low-band radio in a Ford pickup truck. This is probably around 1985 or so. It was a brand-new truck at the time, and we had a base-loaded quarter wave mounted in the roof. And we took it out for a drive. We went to key up the transmitter for testing out the system, and the truck started bucking and jumping like a bronco. It was driving the elementary computer at the time that was in the truck. It was driving it up the wall. So this thing was sputtering and kicking and jumping and carrying on, and so. There again, so much for technology. Go ahead.
Well, that's why the Chrysler told me, under no circumstance, ever use 6 meters in a Chrysler company for car. Because at 5 watts, it'll drive the gas engine crazy. And at 25 watts, you'll have to use the radio to call for help to tow you away. All right, Steve, let's give it over to Charlie now. WB2YZX.
So what's happening on your side of the island, Charlie? WA2AXZ and the gang, WB2YZX, and good to have a nice turnout here tonight. And I get them on the 440 side here. I can't pick up the 2 meter side at all. It's weird. But, pick it up a little better, believe it or not, with the HT and a rubber duck. Maybe it's because I'm using that satellite antenna, which is circular polarization. But whatever, and I noticed the 440 machine times out a little faster than the 2 meter one. But at any rate, I'm here for the moment anyway, and looking forward to the next meeting, and I hope we have a nice turnout there also. So that's about it for me. I don't have a lot to say tonight. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Give a little delay to let the repeater do its thing. Hey, Charlie. Well, one of the questions that Wally and the other guys were putting out between Charlie and myself are the different topics for the next meeting and the subsequent meetings. Now, as I said, Christmas is over, New Year's is gone, Hanukkah is a memory, and now we have to look forward to Field Day. We're not going to be involved with the UHF-VHF contest this year. I think we've all learned that we can do it, and we're not going to go out and freeze our behinds off. But we have to seriously start thinking about the Field Day and how we're going to approach that and how we're going to attack it this year. And that's going to be the hot topic. Again, when the guys meet on next coming Thursday, got to get together and figure out the antenna systems they're going to use. The radios, well, we know what we have, so we know what to bring. But the big thing is the antennas this year. So we'll plan a bee in everyone's bonnet, and we'll see how far we get with that. Before I time out the repeater, let's bring Sal back. KC2, PAC, come on in and make one, Sal.
Thank you, Net Control. You were talking about Floyd Bennett Field. It's a very important airfield for hobbyists. People who make a hobby out of bombing other countries who are enemies. At least to do some exercises to start. So I hope that fits. KC2PAC. Is that me?
Well, I've got to tell you, Floyd Bennett Field's got a long history. First it was a municipal airport, opened up by LaGuardia, then it was taken over by the Navy, the Coast Guard, the Air Force, during World War II. And I think the last large plane to ever land there was President Johnson in Air Force One, when he visited Brooklyn there. And I remember that day because I was one of the people standing on Flatbush Avenue watching the motorcade go by. And pretty much after that, that was the end of Floyd Bennett Field. But National Park Gateway took it over, and they've done an admirable job of rebuilding Gateway National Park. And they're even doing some preservation of some of the runways. They closed off some of the runways back in the fall, and it was preventing the kids from using it as drag racing. But they've just turned it back over to nature, and you'd be amazed at the strange little critters you find out there. Well, hey, even in the big city there's a place for everything. Let's turn it back up to Andy. Go to KF2WR. Just give me a second, Andy. Does anyone else want to check in and be part of our little band today? Come on into the K2IRT group.
W82AXZ and 2LTV.
Alright, we got a 2LTV and there was an ITA in the background. Very rough copy. Could you try it again, please?
November 3, India Alpha. November 3, India Alpha.
November 3, India Alpha. We got you now. All right, you were the first on the list, so come on in. How you doing? Name here is Bob, and this is the K2 IRT Transit Group.
The name here is Bruce. The name is Bruce. I'm in Barnesville, Pennsylvania, across the river from Trenton, New Jersey. I was sitting here reading my Chinese magazine and listening to your text that there must be some trucking going on this evening, and wanted to just stop in and say hello.
Very good, Bruce. You're welcome to check in any time there. Yeah, we have a group of members. We call ourselves the New York City Transit Radio Group, the Amateur Radio Club. And we picked up our call letters K2IRT in honor of the centennial of the subway, the 100th anniversary of the subway. And you'll find you've got members checking in from every walk of life in the subway and then some. from even the bus department all the way up to car equipment to the train operation to the power to communication. So you're more than welcome to be part of the group Thursday night, okay?
Thank you very much, and I'll sign off now and continue to listen in. This is N3IA.
Okay, Bruce, 10-3-IA, got WA-2-AXZ in the K-2-IRT group. And now we'll turn over to N-2-LTU. Come on in the main one. LTU, or is that LTV? Can't understand my own writing. Come on in.
This is Marcus. I want to say hello to everybody on the net. Came in to make sure I could just check in and say hello.
Marcus, you know you're welcome anytime to join us. Have you been? How is he?
This is wonderful. Very good. Spent it at home, but the next day went out to the boat show at the Javits Center, so I had a good time. Good time wishing one of those million-dollar boats was mine.
Gotta be careful. What do they say about boats? Boats and boat owners. The average boat owner has two of his happiest days in life. The first happiest day is when he buys the boat. The second happiest day is the day he sells it, Jed.
Yes, I've heard that and plenty more. I've never been a boat owner. Hopefully one day I will. But I do like riding on the water there. I have a good time. I hope to make your meeting next week at 2 Broadway. I got to have it written down in my book. Hopefully I won't have anything to do after work and I can stick around. Now, I'm usually leaving there at 3:30, so I would have to stick around the hour and a half. Go ahead.
Cool. All right, Mark. Well, you're more than welcome to stop by. Yeah, we'll have a good group there. We'll have a good discussion. I'll talk to Wally and the guys a couple of days in advance. Maybe we'll get some munchies up there, too. Nothing as elaborate as our holiday party. We had food coming out of our ears. We're still trying to survive that one, man. So Marcus, anytime, believe us, the doors are open. All right, we're going to flew with Marcus, and now go to the top of the list, back in Indy, KF2WR, on the Magic Chef. Come on in. This is KF2WR.
It's a face-to-face meeting this week. I think we'll also stick around the topic of safety. I'm confident in this review. I really want to get there. And that's the WR.
Okay,
Bruce,
WA-2AXZ. Well, Dayton is going to be interesting. I'm waiting right now. Rhonda and her husband there, who owned the KOA camp, have that new lodge, that lodge that seats 8 people. Now I put the first dibs in for that, but I already have locked in that 3 and 4 person lodge at the campgrounds anyhow. So usually you're Scott King for WBL and myself. But if someone else joins us, you can come and knock on the door and hang out with us. And we'll have a good time over there. But we'll learn more as time goes on. As I said, when the owners of the KOA campground get back, we'll have a chat with them and see if that big lodge is open to us. Talk about having a party, huh? All right, let's turn it over to Dennis now. And to KIN, come on in to make one, Dennis. How you doing now?
Station.
KIN. Dennis, you still with us?
It's been a pleasure talking to everybody tonight and listening to the stories. I enjoyed it. I think I'll be doing this again. Probably the next time will be 2 weeks from tonight. Do I have permission? I'd like to go direct with KB2NX.
Go right ahead.
2NX, KC2DXM. Steve, how you doing? I haven't seen you because I picked a job over here at 240th Street, and then you went day, so I guess we wouldn't have saw each other anyway. The rig I'm using here is from my Elmer, who was Silent Key. I finally, you know, made that deal and got that Collins equipment and that R390A, this came in handy. It's a good, solid rig that still works well. I want to just also make an announcement also. Anybody here that might be interested, I belong to the Orange County Amateur Radio Club, which is located in Orange County, New York. And if anybody is interested, we have a net on Sundays on 75 meters. The frequency is 3920, and it's at 12 noon. So anybody that would like to join in, feel free to do so. I'm going to have to say 73 and be clear because I've got to get back to work. But like I said again, it's been wonderful talking to everybody, and I look forward to doing it again. This is KC2DXM.
Steve, you have anything to say to him? Go ahead.
Yeah, okay, very good. All right, Phil, I was wondering what happened to you, but I see... this is at least one place we could cross paths. We had our kick go into effect December 16th, so I think you were gone before that. But anyhow, we'll have to get together and discuss it. I'm glad that you landed the equipment. It's got a good home now, and this is a wonderful thing. So be well, take care, and I'll catch up with you somewhere down the line there, Phil. But you know where to find me. I'm 8-4 down in 27th Yard. If you happen to swing by, RDOs are Friday and Saturday now, so at least I'm back on normal hours, so to speak. Take care, folks. KD2NX. Go ahead, Lobie.
All right. So we're going to clear with KC2DXM. Phil, it's great meeting you, and we'll definitely hear from you again. And if you can, give me an email. My call letter is wa2axz@arrl.net. And we'll have Wally and the gang put you on the email list, and we'll send you all the bulletins and things there. Same thing with you, Steve. We'll do the same thing with you when we get together with Wally on Thursday. And, Steve, by the way, I'm on 160. And Tom isn't... Let me see. Tom's not running the net tonight. It's Rick, W3YGH in Pittsburgh. So we'll give it a go a little later. All right. Let's turn it over to Val now, KB2VEQ, and see what he has to say in this wonderful event here. We've got WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.
Roger, thank you, Lobie. This is KB2VQ. Hello there, Marcus. I haven't seen you for the new year yet. You and I think it's Kevin. Look forward to seeing you Thursday. Thanks again for coming out and participating in the K2RT net. And if you can bring Kevin out, that'll be great too. enjoyed all the conversations and discussions about trains and planes and whatever else we discussed tonight, and I just wanted to say 73-1 and all, and again, wish you, each and every one of you a happy new year, and look forward to see the K2RT net at 2 Broadway on Thursday. This is KB2VEQ, clear.
All Ground KB2VU2, this is WA2AZ for K2IRT group. That's the stop and start. We'll definitely do the face-to-face this coming Thursday. The gang together for another year of fun and game. And for those still out here, we still have to get together. I haven't forgotten about our location up at Hamels Y. I've been a little preoccupied with the nursing home and everything that we're going through in the family here. I haven't had too much of a chance to start taking the shack apart. But one thing we will do this year, and this will be part of the discussions, we'll get that temporary building set up in the Hamels Y. And we'll set up a semi-permanent location for it. We'll have heat, we'll have air conditioning, and we'll have all the open air we want to string whatever antennas we want, and have a little fun along the way. All right, next on the list is Steve, KD2NX. Come on, Steve, let's tie a ribbon on this thing as we go down the list.
Okay, well, it'll be very good. I'll catch up with you on 160. I have the radio sitting on frequency now, as a matter of fact. So we'll give that a try. See if the conditions are as stable as they were last night. Anyhow, if you need my email address again, Lobie, I'll fire off another email to you. You want me to send it to the work address to the ARRL address?
Well, if you can bang in both, this way I'm assured to get it. There are some times where I don't get on the AOL to pick up the ARRL email. So if you send it to both, I'm assured I'll get everything, and then I'll send it along to Wally and add it to this. What I have to do, I have to start making a list myself. Only when I figure out how to do it on this computer. You know my opinion of transit computers. They're evil and must be destroyed, Jed.
Yes. As it is stated on the screensaver that I saw today. That's very good. Anyhow, I'll keep it short. I'll try. And, good night, everybody. We'll try checking in here more often. This is the first time I've ever actually checked into this net after months and months and months of saying I would. So I will definitely try and make my presence a little more known for a change. About time I get a little more active in the hobby again. Good for the psyche. Anyhow, back over to you, Lobie. And everyone have a good night. This is KD2NX. I'll be listening out, and I'll see you on the top band, Lobie. I got the radio on whenever you're ready.
Alright, KD2NX, WAE2AXE, and the K2IRT group. Yeah, I'll be there in about 5 or 10 minutes there, so if you happen to hear Tom and the gang, check in and tell them I'll be there after the K2IRT. They know about K2IRT up there, so they know what we do. Don't worry about it when they find out what we do. With that, let's give it over to Charlie, WD2YZX. Hey, Charlie, you still doing any more additional satellite work over at the home CPA?
WD2YZX. Yeah, doing a little bit of satellite work, which is nice since the low bands have been kind of cruddy. But, by the way, to everyone that's still listening, I'm trying to put together a database or a roster of all the members. So I have about 32 people on here. If you'd like to be included, send me an email, wb2y@sdarrl.net. I want to hear them and the kind of brands they work, interest and everything. In fact, I have a little questionnaire if anybody's interested. But we can throw it out of the rhyme at the next meeting. And that's encouraging to see my risk growing so much here. So, Phil, if you're still listening, nice to meet you, and I look forward to seeing you. So, that's it for me. Back over to you, Lobie.
Goodbye, Oh, it sounds good, WB2YZX, WA2AXZ. That's good to have the one database. Someday I have to figure out how to get all that information on a mailing list. You just click a couple of buttons on the computer and it sends out to everybody on the list. I'm going to sit down with our computer gurus. Get that all straightened out. Right now I still have to bang them in one by one if I have to send out one of these emails in. Well, we're clear with Charlie. See if Sal is still out there for a few comments. KAC2PAC, come on into the K2RT group.
Steve, but K2VQT, is that you?
November 2, Victor Queen Queen. A late check-in, just supporting the net, no traffic.
Victor Queen Queen, welcome to the group. Name here is Bob, and just catching the tail end of the K2IRT group. Where are you calling from?
The handle here is Greg. I'm in Long Island City, and I've been monitoring at work. I have to run back inside. I just had a moment I could run out and use the portable.
Hi, Greg. Anytime you hear us, we're here usually every Thursday night, about 8 to 9 o'clock, so feel free to check in any time there. Go ahead.
273N2BQQ. Listening.
N2BQQ, and we'll find out if Bruce in Pennsylvania, November 3IA, has anything to add before we put a lid on it for tonight. N3IA, come on in. Anything from Bruce, see if Marcus is out there. November 2, LTU. Marcus, come on in and make one.
Hey, I'm still here, still listening, and I'd like to go direct with Dennis real quick just to make sure he's still around, with your permission.
Go right ahead.
Thank you, N2KIN, N2LTV. N2KIN, N2LTV, Dennis, you around?
Marcus, I gave him a call earlier, and usually around this time he heads out to dinner, he checks out. I haven't heard him check out, though. Let's give it one more try, Dennis, N2KIN, are you still on the frequency?
Marcus, he probably cleared for the night. Okay, I'll listen a couple minutes more after than that. Thank you very much. N2LTV clear.
All right, so we're approaching the top of the hour. We'll usually put a lock and key on the old brass door for another week. Just want to thank everybody for being part of the hour net we have here on the K2IRT group. Big key to everyone's success in K2IRT is the participation of everyone. And as I said earlier, we have ham radio operators from all areas in transit, from bus drivers to motormen to the technicians to the technical people. And that's what's aided in keeping our club number one. Hey, listen, we won the UHF-EHF award from ARRL last year, and pretty much we've been coming in the top third of the groups when it comes to field day in the A3NLI Northern Long Island area. So again, my hat's off to everybody in the K2IRT group today. Let me just drop the repeater. Before we hit the switch and head up to 160 meters, does anyone have anything else to say?
before we are putting that through Toronto. Got WA2AXZ for the K2IRC. I'm going to be off and clear. One final thing, if anyone has any questions or comments, you can email me, whiskeyalpha2alphaxrayzulu@ar.com, and I'll be glad to get back to you. That's it, guys. Have a great night.